My boy had just came out the hospital. He's an epileptic. And he was sitting on a step, and he was sick as he could be. And the policeman thought he was drunk. And he took him on to jail. And I had to go down there and bring his discharge paper and show it to him. Then we had to go to court about it. And I heard them in the court talking about these different things, about the women's and the men's being that type of people. And they're not supposed to. They put them in jail if they find out, you know, about it. Because they'll ruin some other good person, you know. They'll take a young girl, a young boy, and they'll ruin them.
Yeah.
So they jail them when they like that.
Okay.
But I don't know any of them. I never got mixed up with them kind of people.
Names for a person who was ugly, a boy or a girl who was ugly? You have names for them?
Just ugly.
Yeah. Okay. What about a boy who's very attractive? What would y'all say about him when you were coming?
Oh, we'd say he's handsome. He's good looking.
He's a real...
He's a...
Okay.
I don't know.
And the boys
yeah,
would say,
he's
Olga...
He's real handsome, that's all.
The boys would say, Olga is a... She sure is...
Beautiful. Pretty.
Yeah, other names...
Good looking or something like that. Or cute.
Yeah.
Something like that. I'd say they'd be wrong, though.
In school, what about a person who would study real hard? They'd be called a, always had your nose in the book?
Well, I would just say they were smart. You know, very smart.
Okay. What about a child in school who was always trying to get things from the teacher? She'd be called a...
I'd call him a pet. That was the teacher's pet.
Okay. Now, what grades were you, when you started in school, you were in the...
I started from first grade, from Prima,
okay.
And I went forward to fifth grade. Then when my parents got ill, all of us came out of school,
yeah.
Work. And then after I got married, my children was grown, I went back to school and I went forward to ninth grade.
Yeah.
Then I decided I wanted to take in sewing because we didn't have very much money and I wanted to learn how to sew to make my children's clothes. So I learned to sew and I made pretty good money sewing.
Okay.
I've made two men's suits already. But I just got out of it because I have too many in the family to sew for now. So I can't sew for out anymore.
Okay. Now, 3 o'clock is the time that school usually...
Well, it used to be like that. I used to take in at 9 and leave out at 3.
Yeah.
But now it's all hours because we have so many children in school. Some children have to go to school at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So they got all different hours. They get out 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, some at 11. Different hours now.
Now, a boy left home to go to school and he didn't show, he
played hooky.
Okay. What about if he was in college? Well,
I wouldn't really call a college student playing hooky. I would just say he just didn't go to school.
Well, you go to school to get
an education.
Now, in school, a long time ago, they used to sit in on benches. Now they sit in
seats.
Yeah, each
one of them has a desk. You call that a desk, a seat with a desk to it.
They write on their...
On their own desk.
Now, what kind of fence would you find around a playground? Have you ever seen those?
Well, most of the fence around a playground are those wire fence like over there.
Yeah.
I always forget what you call those things.
Yeah.
Some of them got the high fence, it's called a hurricane fence around the park. So they can't climb over, and then right over the top they have little pieces of barbed wire over some of them. And some of them, the parks don't have any fence at all. Just a big park.
Okay. What do you call those places where kids dress out and play in the, you know, play basketball or something like that? Or that, it's a big building, you know, they call that a...
But they play the basketball or they go to change clothes?
Well, they play...
The auditorium?
Okay.
No, not auditorium. The gym.
The gym. The place where the toilets are in schools.